Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Everything about our life needs to evolve around Jesus Christ. We cannot be successful, we cannot operate correctly until we let our lives be saturated with Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, and we seek after Him. Amen. Today, I want to talk to us about living a healthy, wealthy, and wise life. I want to live, I want to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. That is the goal. To live healthy, wealthy, and wise. And the thing about it is, you cannot live that way apart from Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? And I read an article recently which stirred something up in me, and I thought, well, let me build off that, you know, and just take it because I've got something. Now, I could preach something to you today, and we could hear something different. I could be preaching one thing and God could be bringing you a revelation for your life. He could show you something that can change everything in your life from something I say, meaning something else, going on a different path to where you receive something from God, get a revelation, and all of a sudden your miracle can happen in your life. Your revelation can come. Amen. So it's praise God. Dalia Khan, good morning, Pastor. To God be all the glory. Things He has done for prayer requests for my four-year-old daughter who recently got out of the hospital. We were praying for that child of yours, and God blessed you. God blessed you by bringing your daughter home, and we thank God for that, and we say that that thing will not come near your child's body again, and we bind every demonic spirit in the name of Jesus, not just from your child, but from all of your children, in the name of Jesus. We have the authority. And we're going to pray a little while later about getting demons off and unblocking your family's eyes and ears that are not saved, because it's the demonic spirit in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that blinds the minds of the people from seeing the gospel and hearing the gospel unto salvation. So we're going to take authority over that today in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And so Acts 19, if you would go to Acts 19, and or write it down, and we're going to verse 11. I'm reading from the New King James. And look what it says. Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul. Unusual miracles. And I've been saying for some time right now, we're going to start seeing unusual miracles. Verse 12, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons or prayer cloths or prayer sent out were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. So from aprons and from handkerchiefs that Paul had on himself, on his person, or he laid hands on them, seemed to transfer the power that was able to get people delivered from demonic spirits and to get them healed. Not the same day, not the same place, scattered all around. They were sending these to people. I should imagine they took his apron and cut it in pieces and sent pieces to different various places, and people were getting diseases were leaving them, and evil spirits were being cast out of these people. They went out of them just from a prayer cloth. That's an unusual sign and wonder. And God is about to do that again, and He's actually doing it. We do pray over prayer cloths and give them to people, and we see the results. Now, listen, Paul was so filled with the Spirit of God that even the things left behind, all borrowed from him, remained full of power. Even the things left behind, oh my goodness. Even in Paul's absence, think about this, in his absence, his position, his possessions continued to hold God's power and to change the lives of other people. That in itself is quite amazing. Think about it. Paul wasn't even there. He was busy preaching. And after preaching and the Spirit of God coming upon him, he would take off his apron and people would cut it up and send it out. He would take his handkerchiefs. I'm sure they cut it up and send it out. I'm sure they would bring prayer cloths to him and ask him to pray for them, for somebody or for themselves. And they would send it out or put it on themselves. And they were being delivered from demonic evil spirits and healed from sickness and infirmity. That is an unusual thing to a person who doesn't know God. It shouldn't be unusual, because God said miracles, signs, and wonders would follow the preaching of the word. If you think that's an unusual sign, think about the fact that even Peter's shadow, when he walked by sick people that had been scattered all over the show, even people that were touched by his shadow were getting healed. These are unusual miracles and signs and wonders. And I can promise you, I believe we're back in that day to see unusual miracles, unusual signs and wonders, things that to the natural mind, the natural eye, will just defy all logic. And people are going to find out that faith defies logic, because when you can believe over and above the circumstances that you're facing, then faith kicks into action and logic goes out the door. Yeah. And miracles happen. Because miracles are taking place today, because the Holy Spirit is still with us today, and he is a dunamis power that creates some miracles. Oh my goodness. What about the woman with the issue of blood that was healed by just touching the robe of Jesus? Virtue came out of him, out of his body, out of the Spirit that was within him, through into his clothes, his robes that he was wearing. The woman touched the hem of his garment, and virtue, Jesus said, I felt virtue leave me. And virtue left his body and went into this woman. You can read about that in Luke 8, verses 43 through 48. Virtue went out of him. She did not touch his flesh. She did not say, lay your hands on me and pray for me. She touched the garment that he was wearing, and he was unaware that she was touching him. She came in the press behind. She touched his garment, and he said, someone drew virtue out of me. Who touched me? He didn't say who touched my garment. He said who touched me. You see, when your faith is that high, because this woman kept saying to herself, if I can but just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole from an infirmity she had for 13 years, flow of blood. She said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. He said, who touched me? She didn't touch him. She touched his clothes. Paul didn't touch them. They touched his apron. And virtue came out of his aprons, and virtue came out of Jesus' clothes, and they were healed. That means we've got to understand that items and objects can be used as a battery almost. It's not a battery, but it's like a battery to take the healing virtues, the power of the Holy Spirit, when the anointing's flowing now, and sent to places, and it can operate like a battery. And you click that battery on by laying hands on it, and it'll restart the engine or charge the car or start the car. So the healing virtues that come from the anointing of God can be stored up and sent out. That's why we pray over prayer cloths. We have them in church. Someone comes and they ask for a prayer cloth, or they ask me for prayer for their family member. I'll pray for them, but often I'll ask for a prayer cloth, lay hands on it, or I'll take the handkerchief out of my pocket. It's been on me. But as long as the anointing's been on that thing, that will produce results. And we have seen that time after time happening. So this woman didn't touch Jesus. He said, "Who touched me?" She touched his clothes. The clothes released the anointing that was housed in Jesus and came through his clothes. I mean, that's just unusual. That's kind of strange. But he said, "Who touched me?" You see, it is our faith in Jesus together with the power of the Holy Spirit that brings unusual miracles, that brings our healing. It's faith in Jesus Christ, the finished work of the cross, the promises that he's given to us, and it's the power of the Holy Spirit operating within us that brings healing, that brings miracle signs and wonders, that brings unusual miracles. Come on. Come on. We had a woman, and this is for someone listening right now. We had a woman that came to the church. She didn't want to be made known. She said, "Please, I don't want to go in front of people." She was a bit shy, an older lady, but so sweet, so beautiful, so precious. And she was going through some stuff, and she could not sleep. And I laid hands on her, and I explained to her what the Word of God said. She hadn't been in a Word of Faith church for very long. She's been coming to our church for a little while now. And I explained to her the Word of God and what the Word of God says about as you think and as you believe and as you speak. And I just took 5 minutes with this precious saint, and her husband are so sweet. Oh, my goodness. These people, I want to be like them. Please, God, help me to grow up to be like them. Precious. And she was so in awe of the fact that I would take time to spend with her. You know, Jesus spent time with sinners. He spent time with the lost, the hurting, the dying, the sick, the multitudes. We shouldn't be too big a deal to stop and spend time with people. Last night we got out of service an hour after we closed. Why? Because we're spending time with people. That's what we're supposed to do, giving them all that we've got available to give to them. And this precious lady, I explained to her, and I laid hands on her, and I prayed for her. And a week later, the following Sunday, she came back. She said, "You know, I have slept like a baby this whole week with no pain, no situations, no effects." She says, "And I'm going to keep believing like you showed me." I was just so flabbergasted to see that when you come with childlike faith. She came like a child, really. She's quite a lot older than me. And she came with childlike faith. You see, you've got to be teachable. You've got to be in awe of people and what they say. You understand? Sorry. And that is when the miraculous power of God will come in. He's not going to come into big deal people. Well, I know this. And no, he comes into people that are surrendered, that are humble, and they've got faith like a child. You see, but it's faith in Jesus Christ together with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future.